This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We now begin a major subject in Halacha, and that is the subject of Netilas Yadayim, because we have to ask ourselves, we know that in the morning we wash our hands before davening. Now, very important, this should not be confused with what we refer to as Negavasser. Negavasser is the washing of the hands that we do immediately upon rising to remove Ruach Ra'ah. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch has not discussed Negavasser yet. And it's somewhat unusual, but it is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that when you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands for Negavasser. But of course, this is mentioned in all the Paiskim, and that is to remove the spirit, that the Ruach Ra that's on your hands. We know when a person goes to sleep at night, the Neshama goes up to Shamayim, and at that point of time, without the Neshama, the body is a vacuum for Tumah. And the Tumah comes onto the body, and when the Neshama comes back, it banishes the Tumah, and it remains in the tips of the finger, in the hand, and we remove it by washing our hands. But that's the first thing we do in the morning. However, here's the deal. There's another reason to wash our hands, and that is to wash one's hands for davening, for tefillah. And there are two reasons to wash your hands for tefillah, irrespective of the fact that you already washed your hands for negavasser when you got up in the morning. So let's see the mechaber. Dinei netilas yadayim, uvoi chaf gimel sifim. Sif alef, yirchatz yadav, wash your hands, vivarech al netilas yadayim. You should make a bracha al netilas yadayim. So the question is, why did I make al netilas yadayim? I'm not eating bread. Are you eating bread? You're not allowed to eat bread in the morning. You're not allowed to eat bread before davening. It's a good thing to eat bread in the morning after Shacharis, past Shacharis, but why are we saying the bracha of Netilas Yadayim? Says Rama Haga v'yesh oimrim gam asher yatzar. Some say you should also say asher yatzar. Va'afilu lo yasa trachav. Even if you did not have to go to the bathroom, v'chein ha'ago, and that is the custom. So that's also a very interesting halacha. Well, a person wakes up in the morning, it's probably unusual not to have to be asa tzracha, but what if that's the case? The Rama says, some say you should still make an asher yatzar, and that's the custom, the Rama says. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Yirchatz yadav, you should wash your hands. Yesh al zeh shnei ta'amim. There are two reasons for this. Harash kasav, the Rush writes, lefi sheyadayim shel adam askani yaseim, because a person's hands are very busy. A person's hands have a life of their own. V'yefshe shleiga bebasar matunah belayla. It's not possible that during the course of the night a person did not touch themselves in a dirty spot. Lazet tiknu chazal bracha al hanatila lekriyashmo letfila. Therefore, chazal were masakin a bracha for the washing of the hands, for kriyashma, and for tfila. Now, what if a person slept with gloves? Okay, we'll see. The Bi'ar Halacha says later on, Sif Yud Gimel, that according to the Rush, you would not have to wash your hands. It's only because we assume your hands touched a dirty spot of your body. Again, this has nothing to do with Negavasser. When you get up in the morning, you're washing your hands to remove the Ruach Ra. Now we're talking about washing your hands before davening Shacharis. The Rush says, because the course of the night, your hands are dirty because you touched yourself. Therefore, if you slept with gloves, it's not going to be an issue. By the way, according to the Rush, where your hands are busy, that's why Chazal or Masake in a bracha. What if you know your hands are dirty before Mincha or Maariv? So, the Mishnah Berura brings, in the name of the Malbim later on, that you would also have to wash your hands and make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim before Mincha and Maariv. And Lemaisa, we don't do that. Okay, but just realize, according to the Rush, if you knew your hands were dirty before a different tefillah, you would have to wash them with the bracha. Now, we do wash our hands before other tefillahs hayayim. In other words, before mincha, you are required to wash your hands. Before Maariv, you are required to wash your hands, just we don't make a bracha before those tefillahs. If you da mincha Maariv back to back, so then you only have to wash your hands once, so long as you're not meisiach das from keeping your hands clean. That's why by musaf, people don't go out and wash their hands. But according to the Rush, we wash our hands because the hands get dirty during the course of the night. V'harajba kasav, the Rajba writes, l'fisha b'shachar achar ashena anunasim k'beria chadosha, because in the morning after sleep, we become like a new creation. D'chsiv, like it says in Eicha, chadoshim la'bekarim rabba emunasecha, new in the morning, great is your faith. So therefore, because we're a new creation in the morning, tzrichin anu l'hoidos l'yisbarach, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebiranu l'chvoida, that He created us for His honor, l'sharsai, to serve Him, ulavarech b'shmai, and to bless His name, be'al davar zeh, tiknu b'shachar, and for this matter, they enacted in the morning, kol oisan habrachos, sha'anu mevarchem echol boiker, all those blessings that we make every morning. Right, we make many blessings every morning. We say Pekach Ivrim every morning, even if a person was up all night. Because every morning, we'll see later in the Bir Halacha, regardless of whether you went to sleep or not, creation as a whole is a Beria Chadasha. And therefore, every morning we have to inaugurate our service of Hashem. Lachain, Gam Dover Zeh Tiknu B'Shacha. Therefore, this was also enacted in the morning. L'hiskadesh B'Kdushasai, to sanctify ourselves with the sanctity of washing our hands, velito yodeinu min akli, and to wash our hands from a vessel, ki koyein shemekadesh yodav min akiyar koydem avodasai, like a koyein who would wash his hands from the kiyar before the avoda. And this fits in well with the idea that when one daven shmon esrei, one should imagine themselves in the kodesh hakodashim, as every day a person does an avoda. He starts off with Netilas Yadayim, and he, through the course of davening, is traveling through the Mishkan, the Mikdash, until ultimately in the climax of the davening is Shemoneh Esrei and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we have two reasons for Netilas Yadayim, the Rosh and the Rajma. The Rosh says because your hands are busy, you touch yourself. The Rajma says in the morning, you are a new creation. How do we paskin? Ula halacha anu toivsin kishnei hata'amim. Halacha we... Neman, we go like both reasons. L'chumra, with the chumra that each reason provides, l'inyin netila. Very interesting, the Dirshu points out that later on, Simon Kuf Gimel Sef Beis, the Bir Halacha, says that we hold like the Rajba. Primarily, we hold like the Rajba. Nevertheless, here the Mishnah Berurah says that l'halacha we're tov is like both ta'amim, u'kel kaman b'zah simin, and... Now, we're going to see, okay, one second. V'imloi beirach al netilas yadayim koydem ha'tfila. If you didn't make netilas yadayim before davening, shuv lo yivarech achar ha'tfila kulayam. Everyone would agree, you don't make a bracha after davening. Now, after davening means, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, quoting Ishe Yisrael, quoted by the Dirshu, that it means after Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so we have these two reasons, the Raja and the Rashba. So famously, let's say a person was up all night, so then we don't have the reason of Yadayim Maskani Yisheim, because Yadayim Maskani Yisheim is when you're sleeping. So according to the Rosh, you would not have to make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. According to the Rajba, one would think you also don't have to make Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But as we're going to see, according to the Rajba, we say the following svara, loy plug. Even though you're not a new creation, everyone else is. And moreover, there's an idea that all of creation is a Beria Chadasha. So according to the Rosh, you would not make a bracha. According to the Rajba, you would make a bracha. So what do you do? That's why the Mishnah Berurah suggests that you stay up all night. This morning, you go to the bathroom, so your hands now are now dirty, and you can wash your hands with a bracha, l'kulei alma. But this is the subject of this simon, the two reasons for Netilas Yadayim, the Rosh and the Rajba. Now, vivarech, you're going to make a bracha. Umiyad achar hanatilo yivarech. Make the bracha right after washing. Ve'in tzarch lahamtin ala nigov. You don't have to wait to dry your hands. Ve'gama anigov ein ma'akev. Drying them is not ma'akev. Why? Because you did the job. You washed them, so now your hands are clean. V'yesh machmirin shlo yivarech ad achar shinagev yadav. Some are stringent, and they do not make the bracha until after they dry their hands. D'svira lehu, they hold. D'ein ruach ra sar mehayadayim ad achar nigov. Because they hold that the impure spirit does not leave the hand until after you dry. Now, this is very... It's hard to understand why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing in the reason of Ruach Ra'ah. Because we're talking about a guy who already washed Negel Vasser in the morning. Especially based on what we're going to see later in the Bir Halacha. the first thing you do in the morning is you already wash negavah, so you already remove the ruach ra. But if a person is sort of doing all of the netilos in one fell swoop, so there are those who are machmer, and they say that you don't make the bracha until siyadayim, until you dry them, because they hold the ruach ra is not removed until after you dry them. Usvira lehu, and they hold the asur levarach biyadayim, it is asur to make a bracha with hands, shiruach ra shayra aleim, that you have ruach ra on. Avadas ha-poiskim ein kein, this is not the das of most poiskim. Now, this would be a nafkamina during the night. Let's say a person wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Now, should a person walk dalet amos? Should a person technically wash negel vaser before they go to the bathroom? That's up for discussion, because you can't walk 4 cubits without without negel vaser. But let's say a person didn't do that, and they went to the bathroom, and they want to wash asher yatzar. Now, to wash asher yatzar, technically, you don't have to wash your hands 3 times. You just have to clean them. And the thing is, if you have ruach ra on your hand, you can't make an asher yatzar with ruach ra. So it would come out, according to these yesh machmirin, you would have to wash your hands 3 times just in order to make the asher yatzar in the middle of the night. Now, kasav b'seder hayom. It says in the Sefer Seder Hayom. Who's the Seder Hayom? Rav Moshe ben Machir, Talmud of the Arizal. This past January, we were in the north of Eretz Yisrael. We were driving, and someone said, "Who's Rav Moshe ben Machir?" I said, "What?" Sure enough, we passed by a sign for Rav Moshe ben Machir, and we found his kever. And he's the one who authored the tefillah, "Maida ani lefanecha melech chay v'kayim shelzak." The amazing thing about his kever is that there's a mayim chayim coming out of his kever. I guess if you compose the tefillah for negel vaser, you have... you'll be zoicha to have constant negel vaser by the kever. Anyway, he says, shelo yigab b'malbush v'ashiyidah. Don't touch your clothing until you wash negel vaser. Uva gemar loy mashkin. This is not mashmar from the gemar. In other words, we know that one should avoid walking 4 cubits before washing negel vaser. Don't even touch your clothing. What about your yarmulke? Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the minhag is you could, if your yarmulke fell off, you could touch the yarmulke before negel vaser. Isa b'brachis daf nun aleph. The Gemara teaches us in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph, Al Titol Chalukcha Shachas Mi'ad Shamish V'Tobash. For all you out there who have a shamish, who brings you your clothing in the morning, don't touch your clothing until you wash Negel Vaser. Why? Mishum Sakonas Mazikin. Because this shamish, it could be a mazik, it could be a shade, it could cause some kind of spiritual damage. Ela yitleo ba'atzmei, take your clothing yourself, mimakam shusham, from the place that it's at. Va'afilu oyshe ha-shamish kvar nato yadav, even if the shamish already washed negel vaser, don't take the clothing from the shamish. Amrina b'gemara, here's a very interesting chiddush. We say in the Gemara, Roiches Adam Panav Yadav Viraglav Bechol Yoim Mishum Kvoid Kanai. A person should wash his face, his hands, and his feet daily to honor the Creator. Now, is this talking about dafka washing in the morning before davening? Many people bathe or shower every day, but many people do it at night before they go to sleep. So, is the Mishnah Berurah bringing this in because really you should do this before you daven Shacharis? Presumably, if it's because of Kvod Kainai, so if it's just a matter of, well, you're created in the image of Hashem and you want to be clean, then you can take the shower before you go to sleep. But if it's to be clean for davening, so even if you took a shower at night, so, okay, feet you could get away with. In our Medinois, that we don't go barefoot, shachris. You don't have to wash your hands in the morning. So it's clear that the washing over here is in the morning. Now, I believe most people, of course, everybody washes their hands in the morning. The feet you don't have to wash in the morning. But does everybody wash their face in the morning? I don't think so. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying it is a proper practice out of honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wash your face in the morning. Now, one more halacha. Of course, we know that you make Asher Yatzar when a person goes to the bathroom, what if a person wakes up in the morning, do they make an Asher Yatzar if they don't have to go to the bathroom? We'll just see the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah. Hatam, the reason is, why should you make an Asher Yatzar? Mishum deba boiker nasa kibar yachadasha. In the morning you become like a new creation of Tzricha Manula Haydoslai. And we have to thank Hashem. V'niskan berchas aleikai neshama v'asher yatzar al yitzirasa guf, the bracha of aleikai neshama, and was enacted for the soul, and Asher Yatzar for the guf. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, let us hold it over here. And I wish everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.